Hey, you guys, it's Kelly
and Stephanie,
and we are here around the round table. Welcome to Unchained and Unpolished Christmas edition. Woo-hoo. Get excited. Happy holidays. So we are here. We've both been in a set aside season, and Suze is missing in action today. She is actually working. We, however, are gathering. So grab your topo, your coffee, your hot chocolate with a little whipped cream and marshmallows in it, whatever it is that you need to do for some fun holiday chit chat. So how many of you people are ready for Christmas?
I am not.
If you could sense a delay in our answer, it's because it's December 13th and we're recording this little fun spot. And we're excited that we have like Christmas lights that have been up for the year. And I got a Christmas tree.
You got more than me.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. So that's where we're at. And if you're anything like we are, I am just going to confess some holiday shame. Holiday shame, because there are those of you who are listening that I'm going to offend for just a second, but you know who you are. You know who you are. You cut the turkey. You served the Thanksgiving meal. You slayed it, girl. You slayed it, queen. And then as soon as everybody was done, you dismissed them or you went to your happy place. I don't know what it is, but Hallmark blew up on your TV and you did the marathon for Christmas movies. And then your house was transformed. It looked like Martha Stewart came over and helped you decorate to a T. Your lights are hung. Your yard's got inflatables and whatever going on. You got a choo-choo train going around. The Polar Express is in your yard.
Which, and I want one.
Okay. Stephanie's envious.
I want a choo-choo.
You got like 25 trees. I got one. One tree.
One tree in the house.
I've been sick, and I asked for people to show me on the Unchained Unpolished Facebook group that you too can join on Facebook. You just find it there at the Kelly Falconberry Facebook page. But I asked, because I wanted to see, and I was trying to feel better because I've been real sick, and praise God I'm on the mend and all the things. But you people blew up and responded in ways I just can't imagine. And one lady was like, I've got three trial trees. And I'm like, what the heck is a trial tree?
I don't know what a trial tree is, because once it's up, it's up.
And then I have one friend, and I will say her name. I will just say her first name, Holly. And she did not answer on Facebook, but she did text me. And y'all, I am just saying, and I've said this to her face, so she knows, and I mean it in a very endearing way, but I walk into her house, which is an amazing home anyway, but some people have the gift of decor, you know, and setting the scene. I'm more like Cousin Eddie, you know, when it comes to that in the Griswold family Christmas, but I have a heart like Clark, you know, like I dream big, but I just don't have any elves helping me out. But her house, literally, I've been over during the holidays. I mean, she should sell tickets, and women who lack the decor vibe should just go in there and get, y'all, it is like you are sitting in a Hallmark movie setting. I'm not kidding.
That is gorgeous.
Every freaking room, like, I want to be a kid in her house. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I just don't know how soon she decorates.
She could rent her house out for the Hallmark Channel.
Oh.
Holly, if you're listening, rent your, write them. I'm going to write them for you, girl. Anyway, squirrel. But you people, and we love you. Hear that. We love you. However, those of us that are on the 13th, and I'm, you know, pat myself on the back because I'm like, got a tree.
Got a tree.
And I got the Christmas lights that have been on all year. It's the gift that keeps on giving. I waited 29 years, 29 ladies, for some Christmas lights, and my husband finally gave in last year. He said, do you want me to take those down? I said, no, we're living them up all year long.
And y'all have.
And we have. It lit up, girl, lit up. So if they'd been rainbow and like glistening lights or whatever, we'd have just said, Merry whatever.
Yeah, we would have.
Yeah, 3, 6, 5. Neighbors who have been driving by, what is with that house anyway? They got the, Because have you been to the houses where you drive by and you hear music playing?
Yes.
Stop it. Stop it, ladies. Y'all are shaming us. I got shame. This is Unchained Unpolished, and we're getting free from addiction.
And we're, labels.
And labels. And one of the labels is not Christmas worthy. Dang it.
Yes. There's been so much going on.
Shoot. But if you are like us, like the favorite Christmas movie, I don't know what yours is, and we will ask the questions on the podcast questions that follow up, because we got this whole new format where you can answer the questions that we leave in post. But and we would love your feedback. But like for me, my favorite two movies, you would think one of them would be like something super sweet. Mm-mm. This is how I roll. Elf.
Elf. Elf. Yes.
Elf. Yes. Christmas. It's Santa. Santa's here. Santa.
Yes.
Hey, Santa. You got my cinnamon nutcracker mug out. I'm fired up. And it isn't Christmas in our house until the Griswold family Christmas plays.
Woo!
I love me some Clark Griswold.
That's what I'm talking about. We just got through watching it.
Okay. Yeah. She's ahead of me. I haven't done it yet. I was like, maybe it's too early. Maybe it's
too early. No, it's not. That was why the Christmas tree came out.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what, I've seen Elf and I'm going to see him 25 more times.
That's right.
And I'm going to watch the original Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, yes.
Okay. With Merry Christmas. Happy birthday. And we're going to show our age a little bit. I am watching the Rudolph where the snow, whatever, abominable. I can't say it. Snowman comes out and I used to be scared. Straight up scared.
You were scared.
That movie creeped me out. You know, it's back before at Pixar where Rudolph looked a little wonky too. You know, like what kind of animation was that?
We didn't have that. It was clay, wasn't it?
Clay. I don't know, but I had nightmares. Like I wanted to stay up and watch it, and then I'd be scared that the abominable was coming to get me in the middle of the night.
But he cried. He was so scared by himself.
Because he had a bad tooth. Yes. And then the elf that's the dentist fixes it. And then Christmas is happy. So I don't know how many of you are like us or are feeling our vibe, but have no fear, ladies. Christmas happens. This is what my husband says. I'm probably going to get in trouble for this podcast. He says, Christmas comes around the same day, same time every year. I don't know why you're stressing. I'm like, okay, well, thank you for that wisdom. Thank you for that discernment, babe, and words of encouragement over me.
So did you get everything done for me?
Exactly.
That's what first comes to me.
So my goal, I will just say now, my goal is by July maybe of 2024, I will have Christmas in the bag.
I hope so. Me too. That's a good goal.
It's a great goal.
It's a good goal.
Yes.
It's a good goal.
Screw Halloween. I'm putting the Christmas tree up like
before even
September.
Don't even think about none of the others.
Yeah.
And then I might get it up there.
See, I'm going to leave it up. I'm just going to hang a drape over it this year.
Merry Valentine.
Merry Valentine.
No, Merry Easter.
You say that, but the ladies with 25 trees, I guarantee you they got trees for all the holidays.
That's right.
But why so many trees? I'm putting that in the questions. Why? If you have more than one tree, I just want to know your why. Mm-hmm. I'm not shaming you, girl. I just want to know why. It might inspire me to be a better decor person. I don't have decor gifts.
Cousin Eddie.
I'm more. Well, anyway, so enough about that. But your favorite movies, like we want to know that too. We're going to post it up. We're posting up. As my Southside friends like to say, post up. So, yeah. Anyway, so I was thinking a little bit and Steph and I were talking about this, like Christmas traditions in your family. Like when I was little, the biggest thing that I got super excited about, I think, besides Christmas Eve services, like candlelight, like there's something about a candlelight Christmas Eve service, right?
And it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And it's a holy moment and all the things. And it's like everything melts away.
That's right.
In that service. Mm-hmm. Even with the Christians who are there twice a year that are taking up everybody's seats.
That's right.
I said it. I get frustrated. I am just throwing one of my chains out there for you, ladies. It bothers me because I'm like, on one hand, I'm super excited for you. Like, come on, Jesus, work a miracle in their life. And then the other part of me is like, hey, if you just know that you're not coming for another 365, we would just appreciate it if you just maybe zoom it on in.
Zoom in.
I just heard people gasp. Like, she just said it. Anyway, so that's just me, and I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. We strive for progress, not perfection.
Untrained, unpolished.
Okay.
This is real.
Yeah, real talk, ladies. Getting set free as we speak. So, Lord help me. But seriously, though, we had a retreat in the fall. And we have gotten a lot of feedback and testimonies of people being set free from night terrors. There were some healings of some wounds of somebody who was doing self-harm is no longer self-harming.
Amen.
Had somebody who was speaking to people on the other side and channeling things who had opened doors, and no longer we shut those doors. She was set free and is living a more peace-filled life. And we are just about those things, you guys. When we say unchained, unpolished, we really mean it. Like, from the throes of addiction and alcoholism to the scarlet letter on your chest or whatever, to all your baggage, man, whatever that is.
Whatever it is.
It's never too late. And really, our premise about the whole thing in the weekend is for people and women of all shapes, sizes, races, denominations, to not even knowing Team Jesus, all coming together in one room. It was literally a melting pot. And having an experience over a weekend where they encounter the love of Jesus in such a way that their change, their shame, their shoulda, coulda, woulda's, whatever it is, the struggle is gone.
That's right.
And we had a dance party the last day that the Holy Spirit said to have. And everybody was just like, I cannot believe we just did this, and I feel so free. And it was just, it was an amazing moment to hear the feedback, and it's humbling and honoring all the same. And so I was thinking about that on the weekend. We talked a lot about different people in the Bible and our own walks, and we like to be transparent on this podcast. And so in with the Christmas season and like all of the decor lacking set aside, right, thinking about Mary. I've been thinking about Mary a lot. I love Luke and Luke in the, I'm talking about Luke in the Bible. I love Corbett, Falcon Mary, but I love Luke in the Bible, the book, Luke, and how he describes Mary. And like Mary comes on the scene. Now, this is not me reading out of any scripture. This is me just kind of setting it up. But Mary comes on the scene and it's like, hey, this angel Gabriel shows up and is like, hey, behold, God be with you. You are beautiful inside and out. That's what the Message version says. And then I'm paraphrasing the rest. And, you know, Mary's like shaking like that's a right. leaf.
Like, what do you mean?
Hello. And then he throws down like, hey, by the way, God's got a surprise for you. Surprise, girl. Surprise. You're the winner. God has picked you. You were blessed and highly favored, and he wants you to be the mother of his son, the Messiah, Savior of the world, and you're going to name him Jesus. And she, in all her, 15 years of wisdom, says yes. But then she asks the question, how could this be? And the angel goes on to explain it. Like, Holy Spirit's going to come on you. You're going to be impregnated with his son, with God's son, and he's going to be holy. And this is going to be amazing and awesome. And it's an adventure. And at the end of all of it, in whatever version you read, she says like, I am the Lord's son, like humbly, like honored and humble, she says, I'm the Lord's servant. May it be with me as he wills. And I'm just like,
that's amazing.
Yeah, that is a surrender.
Yes.
And back in those times, we were chatting about this. Back in those times, like, women, they were, like, with the dogs, man. Like, you weren't educated.
No.
She didn't have a master's in divinity. She had just lived a life. I think, though, from her response, she lived a life where her family, her father, they had taught her
yes,
the words. Did. Like, mm-hmm. women couldn't just come to the synagogue and learn.
Mm-hmm.
But she was in a... like fortunate enough to have a family who had taught her, but all that to say, like, in her surrendered yes, if you go and you read Luke 1 and Luke 2 and all the things, and you look at in the Gospels, Joseph's response, because she was betrothed to be married. So she's back in a time where, like, all this, hey, I got a baby daddy, isn't so cool. And goes to her engaged guy and is like, hey, I'm pregnant. And it's, don't worry though, because it's God.
That's right.
I didn't sleep around. It's God. An angel came and I'm going to be, you know, pregnant with God's son. We're going to name him Jesus.
You know, the face would have been like, what?
Yeah.
And how do you think I'm going to believe this?
Exactly. Like, okay. Yeah. No shenanigans. Sure. And then you look at Joseph's response,
mm-hmm.
but God had to send an angel to Joseph That's for right. him to do it. And then their yes together, like, don't you know that the community around them, even probably their family and friends were like, I'm sorry, what?
Oh yeah.
What? And don't you know their parents were ridiculed?
Yes.
And it's back in a culture of, like, honor and shame where really the leaders of the community could have said, stone her.
That's right.
And for her family to hold their place in the community would have had to follow through.
Mm.
So I thought about that a little bit. We talk about it on the retreat. It's in the book. And it's like, hey, I don't really care where you're at in your journey, but it makes me stop and think, like, hey, what are the things God has called me to, or I've felt nudges about that I have respectfully said, no, thank you. That's not on my timeline.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I know I have.
Okay. Or that seems a little hard. Or that's not my gift. That's not really my skill set.
Why do you want me to do this?
Yeah. Or you want to know the why. That's a good one. Like, why? Because yes. How many of us ask why?
Why? Why? Why am I asked? Why am I to do this? Why do I sacrifice?
Yeah. Like, oh. And so in thinking of all those things, it's like, hey man, so in this set aside season, whether you have the decor gift or not, maybe just do it. Maybe just walk in a surrendered, like, that's the thing. Like, it's really not about, do you have 7 trees in your house?
Right.
And do I think it's a little bit about Elf and getting so excited? Yes, but it's not Santa, it's Jesus.
That's right.
Like, Jesus, 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 right? Like, we have a tradition in our house of a birthday cake on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Because it's Jesus' birthday.
That's right.
Right? So I've done that since the kids were little to try to explain it. Like, because there's all these gifts and the kids were always, you know, I mean, if you're a kid or a kid at heart, you get a little excited about the lights, the music, the, oh, it's magical. It's a magical time of year. But I think sometimes we get wrapped up in all the things and we forget the story that we were given and the why.
Yes. And the freedom we have today because of that.
Exactly.
And without it, we would not.
And so even long ago, in the first story and the reason for the season, so to speak, a surrendered yes brought ridicule, brought labels.
Mm-hmm.
Man, don't you know people was talking about her? She slept around.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing? Well, he's messing up. Why would you keep loving on her? Like, just all the things, right?
All of it.
And yet, through all that, she gets to be the mother of Jesus, and Joseph gets to be the earthly father who protects, and through the story, like, moves them and listens, keeps listening to God, and, like, keeps Jesus safe as a kid. And the story goes on and on and on, and you can read it, but they got to be front and center to the most miraculous thing ever that we've seen. And I'm sure even after all of that, because we don't get a play-by-play of his whole life, childhood, but even throughout the glimpses we do have, they don't understand everything, but they're doing the best they can. Like, hey, you lost your kid at the Passover? Like, you lost your kid on the journey? Like, okay, I've lost my kid at the soccer field. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, yes. Like, okay, Jesus mama lost him. He was talking with the people. You know, and so I just think of all that and think of each one of us and like, okay, so where are the places where you feel short? Mine could be that I could get tripped up over I lack holiday decor gifting. But I have a heart like Clark to make it the best Christmas ever, right?
And I think we do. And that's the part that we get caught up into the, oh, it's got to look like this. And really, everyone being together at some point through the holidays and make it for the reason. And that's for the Lord.
Yes, come on. And so we, our hope, our tribe's hope for you is the same, that that you get to come to the table and you get to gather with your loved ones. I pray that you do, and that you get to have conversations. And I think our heart is for you to realize, or to maybe leave here kind of laughing, but also like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. When's the last time your family sat and read the true Christmas story? When's the last time you wove that in to all the busyness? And it doesn't really matter whether you have the fanciest outfit on at Christmas Eve service or you got 12 trees and Hallmark could show up and film a movie there. Mm-hmm. Although those are wonderful things. But really, God, I think, has put it on our hearts to kind of nudge you to say, what's the thing he's asking you as we're winding up 2023? Like, what's the thing? Maybe you could even think of it from now, like I have been being down and sick. What are the things he asked me to do that I said, probably not, God, because it's too much, or the why?
Or it's like, why am I laying down for this? I can't see what's going to happen, but he keeps nudging no matter what.
Into the unknowns.
That's right.
And Mary faced the unknowns and said yes. Yes, before he asked, but it was a yes, and it was whatever his will, right?
Yeah, I mean, and it's just like her journey, trying to find a place to even have him.
Shoot. Yeah.
Think about that. They didn't know what they were going to do.
Exactly.
And they trusted him and laid it all down.
And then look what happened. Right. Just look, and we get to because she said yes.
Yes.
Right? And so be encouraged to just, our challenge, I guess, maybe. We could say our challenge to you is to say yes. Yes to being fully present. Yes to setting aside the distractions. Yes to it not everything not having to look perfect or knowing why. But instead to sit all the way down and sit still. Maybe it's a challenge today to sit still and to read Luke 1 and 2 and really ponder, like it says Mary pondered on these things, like, and treasure it, and maybe don't look at 2023 and all the shoulda, coulda, would'ves, but maybe come back before God in your own quiet time and say, okay, Lord, yes, I give you my yes, so guide me. Lay it on my heart one more time, bring it back. What was the last thing he said to you that you haven't done?
That's right.
Oh, that question's always hard. Like, I'm like, oh, I got to go back to my journal and see what that was.
Yes.
But to know that there's a team of ladies in Waco, Texas, who are praying for you, and we don't even know you yet, that you would say yes and be bold enough to go on the adventure, as we call it.
That's right. Go on the adventure.
And watch what happens in a surrendered yes. It is truly an adventure. Like no other.
Like no other. It's fun. It's exhilarating. It's peaceful when we go on those.
Oh, yeah. It can be a little challenging.
But as a tribe, we can do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the the belly laughs and joy that come from what most of us would say were the pit moments. Because it's really not the mountaintop.
No.
The view is pretty, but it's all the things along the way, starting in the pit and the climb.
That's right.
And all the detours along the way that make it what it is, right? And make the view even that much sweeter.
That's right.
So Mary took ridicule, and Joseph did too. They had detours along the way, but they stuck to their yes. And the outcome was nothing short of amazing.
Yeah, and I think because this is a lot of times a season where people have harder times and they have sadness or they have things that are going on. And we are here to say, don't stop. Be in the present moment. Love your people, whoever those people are. And you may not know them, but they're in front.
Mm.
And be there and know that we are all praying and hoping that everyone stands as tall as they can and say, yes, I will go do this.
Yes, girl. Say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Get your lights up. You can do it. It's only the 13th. You can shop like nobody's business.
That's right. Amazon.
Okay. Get excited. You might pay extra for some shipping on that one at this point, unless you're going to get it on the 26th. Girl, 26th. You have to put an IOU under the tree. But in all seriousness, Stephanie's right. Like, the yes and the thing, it's what it's about. It's your surrendered yes. So we're praying for you. We're thanking God in advance for all the surrendered yeses and for all the dreams and pictures and the chains that fall, and looking forward to coming back together as a tribe to talk about the end of the year and goal setting and new things coming for 2024.
Whoop, whoop.
Get excited. So we join you. Choo Choo is right. It's an adventure, and we have so many things up and coming. So as one of my shirts say, don't be a cotton-headed ninny muggins about Elf. Christmas. And instead, be like Elf and shout the name Jesus over and over and over again, and let that excitement bubble up and spill over into every area of your life. Because, as we like to say, he delights in you, he sees you, and you are definitely his favorite. And on a side note, we think you're knocking it out of the park. Thanks for joining us today. You can find us. It's like a new place. It's like Scavenger Hunt, but you can find us on Spotify, iHeart, and everywhere else that you get your podcasts. And be looking for us. We have social media pages on Facebook. You can find us at He Sees You.
Mm-hmm.
We have a web page now. We're like a 501c3 official spot.
Official.
Official. It's
HeSeesYou.org.
Thank you, Stephanie, because that's that. I don't even know. And Instagram, same thing. He Sees You. And we're posting different things. Next up, we are going to have Natasha with us. And she is going to give her highlights from the retreat. And I will just say, spoiler alert, like 2 weeks after the retreat, we had our first baptism bash. And she was one of those who said, I want to be on Team Jesus and jump all the way in. And so just a preview for what's up and coming, because we are so excited for her and all the others took part in that day. And we cannot wait to see where this adventure train goes to next.
That's right. So hit the next episode too, once you hear this one, because it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. And check out all the questions and jump into the ongoing conversation that we want to have with you guys. So seriously, We want to shake the gates of hell. And I believe that, like, when the women of the world gather hands and shout the name Jesus, and that's their forefront thing, the chains fall and the gates of hell shake. Merry Christmas from the tribe.
Merry, Merry Christmas.
Bye, you guys.